It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is calling on Governor Kelly to reject clemency requests filed by nearly all of the state's death row inmates. The general says that granting clemency would override the decisions of juries, judges, and appellate courts while denying long-awaited justice to victims' families. He joins us now to discuss why he believes these requests should be denied. General, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show, my friend.
Great to be with you, John. And it's interesting, you mentioned two issues in your intro. One, the question of changing the way we select our Supreme Court justices in Kansas, which right now is not working, and moving toward elections, which 22 states use and which Kansas used for the first century of our existence.
Right.
And the death row commutation, the reason they are linked is the current Kansas Supreme Court twice tried to set aside the death penalty of the Carr brothers, and twice was flipped by the U.S. Supreme Court because the Kansas Supreme Court was wrong. Not just slightly wrong, but completely wrong. So much so that Justice Scalia said the second time around, "Do they even read our opinions?" referring to the Kansas Supreme Court. So we have a state Supreme Court that is very dead set against the death penalty and, you know, bends over backward to try to foil the execution of those sentenced to the death penalty. And we have a chance on August 4th, we the people of Kansas can once and for all return to electing our justices as Kansans did for a century, and we won't have such a anti-death penalty Supreme Court as we do now.
Well, and, you know, 8 of the 9 inmates on death row have now filed these clemency petitions. Do you think, I mean, based on, I know the two of you aren't friends, but do you think that Laura Kelly will consider these at all, or do you think that she's likely to deny these clemency requests?
You know, I really don't know, John. I know that she is against the death penalty, as are most members of her party and the guy I'm running against again for attorney general. But, you know, on the other hand, I know that there's the other factor here that so many jurors, they have the jurors in these cases, you have the judges who review the appeals, you have the entire Kansas judicial system, which has come to the very firm conclusion that the death penalty is warranted, and there is no doubt whatsoever of the guilt, and these are among the worst of the worst crimes. So, you know, on the other hand, you would hope that someone against the death penalty generally would say, well, in light of all that the system of Kansas and the people of Kansas and the families of the victims have endured and invested, these death penalties should stand. So I really don't know where the governor is standing, but I'm urging Kansans to write her and email her and just say, please do not commute these death sentences. And just to put this in perspective, as you know, but many listeners may not know, we haven't executed anyone in Kansas since 1965. That's, you know, beyond the lifetime of many of the listeners to this show right now. That's how long it's been. And on death row in Kansas is less than 1% of all the homicide defendants. In other words, less than 1% of those convicted of homicide are actually on death row. It is the worst of the worst of the worst. And the notion that we can't actually, you know, get to the end of the line and execute someone in Kansas who has committed one of these horrific crimes like those committed by the Carr brothers is just, it's beyond reason. So at any rate, if the lawyers who are trying to get these inmates sentences commuted prevail, that will be yet another knife in the back of Kansans who just want to see justice and just want to stand up for the victims' families.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking with Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach. You've warned against what you call substituting a governor's personal policy preference for the decisions of juries and courts. What happens next in the process? I mean, what's the timeline for public comment and the governor's decision? Does she have, we know, for example, with the right now there's an opening on the Kansas Supreme Court. She has a couple of months where she can do that. How long does she have on this?
You know, in theory, she could take as long as she wants on this. Of course, she will only be governor until the second week of January, but she doesn't have a clock that's ticking. And so right now the board is reviewing the clemency applications. Then the board will issue a recommendation to the governor, but she doesn't need to follow it either way. So, you know, ultimately the governor has until the end of her term if she wishes to string it out that long. But as we know, lame duck governors, as Governor Kelly is, have a tendency to do things like pardon people and issue clemency decisions that go against what the people of their state want during these lame duck sessions. And presidents do the same thing.
Right.
And so it's really important for people to, you know, to write to Governor Kelly and say, please don't, you know, pardon these individuals, these horrific murderers who have caused so much grief and pain to the families of the loved ones who were slain, and to the community. I mean, I think Wichita in particular has endured so much grief because of these horrific homicides. So anyway, it's important for people to speak up, and I'm just hoping and praying the governor allows these death penalties to stand.
Really quick, I know I've got to let you run, but your office announced this week that Kansas's legal challenge to the Biden-era Title IX rule has ended in, what could best be described as a complete victory. The real would have forced, or yeah. The ruling rather, would have forced schools to grant biological males access to women's bathrooms, locker rooms, and sports teams based on gender identity. You've called it a complete victory for women and girls. This was a biggie, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. So when Biden was president, I personally argued the case, arguing that his Title IX rule was against federal law and unconstitutional, and won the case in front of the federal district judge in Wichita. I argued the case in Wichita in front of Judge Brooms. Judge Brooms agreed that indeed the Biden rule that would have allowed this was illegal and unconstitutional. And then if Kamala Harris had won, we would have gone on to the Court of Appeals. Hopefully the decision would have stood. But since Trump won, the Trump administration came in and said, you know what? The state of Kansas was right. We are going to rescind the Biden rule. We're going to get rid of the Biden rule. We're going to replace it with a rule that respects women, respects the meaning of Title IX, the statute. And so that's what's happened. The new rule has come into place, and so the case is over. We no longer need to go to the appellate stage. And with the help of the Trump administration, we can dust off our hands and say, okay, we're done here.
This is a good example of, you know, elections have consequences. Do you believe this legal victory effectively settles the debate over Title IX, or are we really just waiting until, you know, hopefully 2028, and hopefully we don't get a Pete Buttigieg or somebody like that, or AOC, or who knows, Kamala? I mean, their bench is pretty weak. But if we get another Democrat in the White House.
You know, I think theoretically, if a left-wing Democrat president were elected in 2028 and really wanted to, you know, reinstate this rule granting trans males access to all sorts of, locker room facilities and other facilities for females that are reserved for biological females, they could try to reenact or reissue the Biden rule. But I think if they have a decent attorney general, that future president would think twice, because we did beat them in court and beat them soundly. So hopefully this issue is over. But, you know, especially with this, you know, these various questions flowing from the trans agenda, you never know what's coming next. So, you know, I've learned to say, No, the victory is not necessarily final.
No, I think you're right. And again, it depends on who, but AOC, some of the others, well, actually pretty much everyone on their bench is, I mean, look at Cindy Holscher, some of the ones, their leading candidate for governor. Yeah. She's all in on this agenda. Chris, if folks want to reach out to you, they can find you on X at Chris Kobach 1787. And that's obviously with K's, and then a chriskobach.com online, correct?
That is correct. And I want to urge all of your listeners who are residents of Kansas to please vote yes for the referendum on the ballot on August 4th that would return Kansas to an elected Supreme Court like we had for the first 100 years of statehood. And that would do much to, you know, end some of the craziness coming out of the Kansas Supreme Court.
Amen, General. And we need to get you back down here to Wichita. Would love to see you again. It's been a while.
I will be down there this coming week.
Oh, well, fantastic. Hey, let's when you're down, shoot me a text. I'd love to see you. I'll buy you coffee.
All right. Sounds good, John.
Lemonade. Fresh squeezed lemonade. Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.